Bill, are you guys done? You're muted. Either way, you're muted.
Oh man. Okay.
So were you muted for all this time?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't
No,
even
that's
notice.
okay. You know, I noticed it wasn't coming out of the things, and then I said, "Oh, well, maybe not." And then I had to take another call. So, well, just summarize what you talked about.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right. Sorry about that. And I don't see that Kevin tried to get on.
Yeah. All right. Well,
All right. Sorry about that.
that's okay, Mark.
Yeah, the
So are we agreed? So then three just becomes proposed use of the property. The guy does a write-up.
I think it should be based on the statement of use because that's the main questions Kevin's going to ask him right off the bat. He's going to say, how many employees you
Well,
got there?
the statement of use, Albert, presupposes that they're applying for site plan approval or special exception approval. That doesn't address at all somebody who wants to go for a zone text change or
Although
zoning.
this applicant just says pre-site plan though. Yeah. Specifically
Pre
pre-site plan.
Says site plan
zone issues,
pre-application.
site plan pre, okay. Well,
Yeah, if they're going for a text change or something like that, they
that's a
should be,
different
you
thing.
know, they should really know.
Well, I'll be honest with
All
you.
right.
When you and you've described it several times, and you said again a very simple statement of this is the use for the property. And I actually think if the applicant writes that out, he's writing out what he sees as the use of the property. And then the four questions four and five add to that answer. And I think at the end of the day, three, four, and five end up becoming the statement of use in the application. So it evolves into that. That's what I'm hearing here. Is that that's how that could go. Again, keep it in mind, this document is meant to get the novice applicant ready to fill out the big four.
Even, and I'm glad that you have that pre-application checklist so it's not confused with the actual application checklist,
That's a
which
big
is
word.
much more thorough. Well, it'd be nice to have Kevin Trent test this out on a couple of
Well, Kevin told me that he has been using
something
something like this.
good.
He's been handing it out to people to see what they give it on a, interim basis. And I mean, to me, that sounds like a perfectly
Hopefully, it's got
reasonable
a
thing to
positive.
do.
It's really a tool to help him,
It
since you
is.
pointed it out. So, yeah, I mean, he's the one that's got to use it.
Oh, yeah.
yeah,
So, if
you.
he's happy with it, it's fine as long as people actually don't just look at it and throw it away and say, okay, forget it. I'm not going to apply it for anything.
Well, that's,
I think that could
because, it,
yeah,
happen.
that could happen.
But that's
But this is an attempt to prevent
to
that from
simplify
happening. Let's
it.
simplify that. All right. So are we okay with that? The way that's set up? And then we can give it to Kevin and he can run with it. I'm going to be honest with you. On six, to get those printouts, to get these maps, I went to that website. Okay. So
It's a pain.
which one?
I could not figure out how to get. Well, I should.
Oh, map press.
I tried to get for my own property at Derby, and it was a nightmare. I had to search all of Roosevelt Drive before I could get down to my property, and then I was able to find things once I did that. But it's not. It doesn't have a user interface that is friendly to the novice, and that's the
Doesn't have
danger.
lot numbers for it or not?
Well, you
Oh,
could get to it, but again, you have to play with it.
if you type in your address, it'll pull up
Oh.
your thing.
Map like a parcel.
The thing is, but the thing when you put that map question, the thing I gave you, it pops up like 10 different freaking pages you can
Now,
go
is it
to.
more accurate than the assessor's map
Oh,
that you could get on?
I again, once you puzzle it out, there's a lot of valuable information in there. And you can see these things that some of it, the property line map and these things are in there. So you can see these drawings and you can say, well, if I want to do these kinds of things, then here's what I need to know, who's all my neighbors and
Yeah, gives
everything
you an
else.
idea.
Gives you a lot of information. The problem is getting to it, right? And then understanding what it is you're reading.
Which is different than an assessor's map, which just shows them.
And you have to be careful. If you ask for, so I was not able to find assessment parcel map, a button I could click for assessment parcel map.
Right.
I had to go find its equivalent, which was something else. Right. I knew what the assessment parcel map had to be, and it's not shown that way on the. So that's the other thing. When you give it to a novice, someone who doesn't know how to do it, if they don't find those exact words, they're going to short circuit.
Yeah. Right? Well, to me, too, it should be Kevin should be able to just pull that up instantly.
Well, I'm sure Kevin can do it, yeah. But.
So even if all they had is the address. All Kevin's got to do is.
But we're putting it on here. We'll tell the applicant to do it. If you tell the applicant to do it, he gets frustrated.
Yeah.
Doing this, then.
Well, maybe we should just suggest to Kevin that's a site he should go to if the applicant just comes in.
I mean, we could take this off.
Yeah. Well, I would let people, because a lot of people do not use it. If they can't use it, then they could ask Kevin.
Can we call this optional?
No, just put it on there. If they can't get it, then they'll believe me. They'll call Kevin.
All right.
We're trying to make Kevin's job a little bit less time consuming because let's face it, he's only here a few hours one day a week.
No, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
That's the problem.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. So
now the property listing report, is that the assessor's card?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I could not find that report. This one, these names were given to me to put on here. And
why don't we name it? City of Derby Property Assessors.
That's what they call it on the. When you pop up that site, it gives you four different maps to choose from. So that's the name of it.
Oh, when you go to Maps Press?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, like I said, it's really. Not user friendly because I gave the exact link, yet it popped up 20 different websites, all almost identical. Instead of okay, you go this one and boom, there's your map.
It's not meant to be either, right? It's meant to be used by a certain group of people to do this job. It's not a site that's set up for the general public to use for a novice. It's not put together. It's just like if I sent you to a CATIA file, it would be gibberish on the screen if you don't know CATIA. But if you know CATIA, it makes perfect sense, right? As an engineer, you know, like these other engineering tools.
Is there any other website that you could use? What's the
not tied to the city? This is tied to the city. This is the city's website.
Oh,
so this is getting right to so if you want to do something on a piece of property. I think this is a great thing to be able to know how to do, right? To go get these maps and say, all right, I want to see my map. And it's got the zone on there, and it's got your neighbors on there, and it's got everything on there that I need to know. And so it's great, right? All this information is there. If you're a builder, if you're going to build something, then it's got all this information you need to, and it helps you with the rest of this. The problem is you have to understand the system to get to the thing you want.
I'm going
to
try it tonight after the meeting.
But it had a lot of great stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go rummaging around in there and find a lot of information. Yeah. But getting to it.
If you could do a simple.
I mean, I had to search. Like, I had to search all the properties on Roosevelt Drive to find mine.
Why, though?
I don't know why. I didn't know how to put. I tried putting my address in and it wouldn't come up.
How about if you use lot number?
But I don't know the lot number.
Well, you can look that up on the assessor's website.
Okay, but that doesn't.
The way I usually start is I print out the assessor's property record card. Okay, that has a lot of information on one sheet.
But that's not on here. See, that's the problem. Is the novice, and I'm a novice, right? I wasn't able to figure it. That's how I got it, right?
Okay.
See, this is what you could print out.
That's just like the assessor's map.
Yeah. It gives a plot, and then you can do a card.
It's real simple to get out.
Okay.
Go to the assessor's office.
But that's not what we're giving them to do. That's all I'm saying.
And that's the other thing.
That's the property record card.
Yeah.
That's all in the assessor's records.
I know. It's all online, too.
No, I know. I think it'd be a lot easier for them. You could plug that in right now.
If we had a connection.
Oh,
Well, I
yeah.
do. I'm connected.
Okay. Go to.
I'm shutting off the meeting.
Oh,
That's what I'm.
okay.
That's why I'm hesitating.
But like I said, that's something Kevin could pull up in 2 seconds. And even if the guy's got an address and then he's got that information right in front of him.
Okay, but
Derby
remember,
City.
we're giving this to the applicant to fill
Okay,
out.
no, I just
I
want to do
know,
a
that's what
test
I'm
with
saying.
you.
If we don't make a simple way to get there.
DerbyCP.gov.
Okay.
Now on the screen, it's going to show the show City Hall.
Yeah.
Click on City Hall.
Yep.
Look for assessor.
Assessor is tax assessor.
Now you're going to see
There's the tax assessor's
assessor.
link.
Record card, let's see. Oh, don't go so
This
fast.
one?
Here, yeah, click here. Right in the red. And agree to that.
Yeah.
Now, on the left-hand column, you're going to see name or address. Put in, did you sell your house already? It's
Not
not in your
yet.
name. You can look up your house just by the address. Oh, okay. Looks at the names.
511 Roosevelt Drive.
Okay.
EQRS. Okay, come on. No, you gotta know your alphabet, Phil. There it is. I found. See, I've been here before.
Okay, it didn't show anything. What'd you
Right.
do wrong?
Well, that's me. 511 Roosevelt
Well,
Drive.
okay, but well, you want to look for your property record card.
But I can't, sisters.
Oh, yes, you can.
Search results. No matching results.
Then
Please.
you got the wrong, because you got 511, was it?
Well, that's where I live, or that's the house. The other side is 509.
Oh, yeah. You got 5 9. You got 5 11.
So we got 509 now.
Let go.
Just like
Click
that.
on Zoom to GIS to navigate to.
Click on Zoom to GIS. Where is that? That must be down below. No, this is updates.
Try cross out the 509 and just hit go on Roosevelt Drive.
Yeah,
There you go.
and I get all the properties. That's
So
what I do.
you can find yours.
But I'm telling you, I had no. I got there, and then I found it.
Yeah.
So this it's all the same database.
But if you click on any one of the, you find the property, you click on
Yeah, there's the parcel details, the
parser
quick map,
details,
summary
quick
card.
map, and some. There is so much information right there, Bill.
Absolutely, except. These names that I would put on here that I was given are not on those names.
The name's what?
This says assessment parcel map. Nowhere is
Oh,
there an
Bill.
assessment parcel map.
That's the
right.
website.
That may be true. Okay, so you might have to
So what is the
so
what is the one we want them to pick up?
parcel D. Well,
Why
click on all
you're
four,
on a
maybe all
different
four.
website, that's why.
No.
Huh?
It all goes
You
back to
should
the
have
same
different
database.
website.
It pulls up the
Yeah.
same forms. So here's the detailed parcel information.
Yeah,
It's got a
shows it's a
picture
wooded lot.
and it's got
Okay.
the parcel
Yeah.
valuations, property information, sale information, we know whatever information you have.
Right, now go to the next one.
So how do I get back? Oh, just arrow back.
Yeah.
Quick map.
That's what, the thing Albert just showed us.
Yeah. So quick map is the one you want, right?
Yeah.
So we should put down quick map. That's what they're going to see on the form.
I would put down all of them.
All of them? Okay, could do that.
It can't hurt.
So who creates the web pages to these sites? Is it Therapy or is it?
No, that's it's a private contract.
Private company, yeah.
Okay, so that's those are the things we got to have them pull up. All right.
Keep going. Click another one. The property record card is there too.
Well, they got a summary card. Is that the property record card? Yeah,
that's the summary card,
yes. Okay, so that's what's, and I'm not trying to be anal, if that's what it's called.
No, I agree. I mean, we should get the nomenclature correct.
Because, again, but that's what there's, so that's on there.
Yeah.
And then they also have the assessor tax map.
Yeah.
Which I believe, yeah. So this is like the whole area. This is a big map.
It was a whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can zoom it in or out.
Yeah.
Just print out the properties that are on.
So again, I thought there was a lot of great once I got here.
Oh, there's a lot.
There's a lot of good information there. So if I was going to build something, if I wanted to build a house and I bought a piece of land and I would want
this. It's a great starting point, but it's not official. So you got
to
understand.
Well, it doesn't have to. This is not official either. This is just the start. So the guy comes in and he
said at some point they got to get a stamp plan.
Right. Yeah. But again, that's going to
the application.
The application, that's when that starts. Okay, so
does Kevin need to see this again?
I will make sure Kevin sees it again. I'll get it to him. So to wrap up, it is getting towards the end. And to again, in the interest of updating the meeting record, because we were muted the first half of the meeting. So we've reviewed this pre-application checklist. We've agreed to make some revisions to it, specifically on the proposed use of the property. We're just going to ask for a written statement of what the use, what the applicant, again, the novice or the first time applicant, what they want to do in their own words, what they want to do with the property. And that is used for the basis of conversation with Kevin. And then items 4 and 5 and 6 are used to elaborate on that statement, right? It talks about parking. It talks about the property. It talks about neighbors. It talks about zoning. It talks about all the things that need to be addressed when you finally get to the final application. And then it also drives the applicant to look at the website, which has all of the information that the city has regarding the where the property is, the parcel, where it fits. All the data that's associated with the property that is relevant to any type of project like this.
And the whole purpose of this is to indicate if the proposal is a go or no go.
Right.
Possibility.
Yep. Is it ready to be evaluated by whoever has to evaluate, whether it's just the CEO or the commission, right?
Yeah.
A lot of dead ends. So I will make these changes. I'll send it back out to the subcommittee. You tell me yay or nay. I'll send out to Kevin as well. And then if we're agreed, then I'll forward it to Gino and the other members of the commission and say, here's a form. We want this on the agenda for the July meeting to get your comment. Or the goal is to vote to implement it. If you got a minor change, you can make it at the meeting, and we just make it because it's, again, it's just a Word document. Or if they want to kill it, they can kill whatever they want to do. But that would be the idea to wrap this up. Okay, sound like a plan. All right, I think this is a good thing, right?
Oh, I think it's invaluable.
So I can tell you in a Six Sigma organization for with a quality circle around it, this would be one of the things you would do for a very complicated process. This is exactly what you would do. Kevin, he doesn't realize it, but he could be an industrial engineer. Right? Yeah. So that's what industrial engineers do, right? So this was a great idea. And
yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's a tool that I hope it helps him.
And I think it takes some of the pressure off. So we want to get the application. What should follow, again, I think for our next meeting in July, is to finish the site plan application the way we want it to be.
So any comments on that now? It's been a couple of months. I mean, I got two comments from
Ryan.
And I incorporate those into the thing.
So now, if that document is finished, then we should bring it into, you know, like in July, the July meeting, right? And say, are we going to go forward with this the way it is?
Yeah, the only other person I would really want to look at is Brian.
All right, we can do that. Send it to him. Yeah. Send it to Brian. See what he says if you want. So you're on the agenda tonight to update. I'm not going to be at the meeting tonight, right? I'm no longer a member. So
he sent the revised site plan application out.
No, the only thing was the two comments that
I don't know what they were.
Right. He right here, I've got a printout. And I got,
could you see it, Paul?
The comment. All he wanted to do was add this sentence here or sequential meeting on the thing. And he took out the last sentence about giving it a time limit. Then fulfill on the visit that's an offer to the type of application, the site plan.
So we should have a motion to submit this application once it's revised. A motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to do that.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so good. So now it's official. Out of our subcommittee, right, that we can send it up there.
Did you ask yet?
No, it's already. Yeah. I think I did.
So what I would suggest, you've sent it to me, right? I have a lecture. Yeah. What I would suggest is that your meeting tonight, you say this document's coming to the
next month.
We're going to get out within the next week so that the commission has a chance to look at it, right? And I think that's important to let them have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is to say, the next meeting we're going to finalize the site plan. We want Brian to look at it. Now, the reason I think we asked for that, to mention that at the meeting, to make sure it's okay, is because Brian's going to send a bill in for that.
I think any kind of change that we do here should be reviewed by the
court. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I'm saying, but you want the board to the commission to say, yes, now's the time to do it, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to spend money. That's all. I'm just being sensitive. Whenever you spend money, you always got to get somebody to say to do it.
They won't have any legal statements in here. They said, oh, no, it's not culture.
Yeah. So that's what I would suggest. So that's be the two things at the update. One is to say this is going to be ready. So they know it's coming, right? They're going to get an email from me.
Well, you know, the city got to get prepared that they're going to have to spend some money on zoning because based on that state statute proposals.
Just the one on the housing?
Huh?
And the one on the housing?
Yeah. We're going to have to revise our regs.
Well, we are exempt of the 30-G right now.
It's not just 30-G that they're talking about.
Okay, I have to read
it. It's a lot. It's a lot. Middle housing.
I saw that term in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard it.
I heard it from Mr. Thomas.
All right. So so are we good here? Are we ready to adjourn? Or is there anything else that we need to kick around?
No. The call of this committee was to revise our applications for zoning. It was not to revise our zoning regulations because that's a massive.
Right. Project. We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. So, yeah, I think
that you might be driven to that, but
well, it's going to happen sooner or later just based on these changes to state statute. But let's not touch that for now. We got enough to do here, just getting an application together.
So, I got 2 more weeks and then I retire. So, I got a little more.
Oh, retire from work?
Yeah.
Oh, ah. You're gonna have plenty of
time. Maybe you shouldn't have admitted to that. Maybe you should have kept that. Because you may not be retired.
How many years you been now?
Too many years.
Well, good for you. Retirement is a great thing. Yeah. I waited too long. That was my only regret.
You're very fortunate if you can get there. Some people don't.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I know. Or
some people get there with physical afflictions.
I'm not even thinking about
it. Well, but if you can, it's a great place to be.
You can do it as soon as you can.
All right. So if we're all set, should we get a motion to adjourn?
I thought we had.
Not yet.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
We'll let Dave second. All in favor?
Aye.
6:49. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
This was very good.
Yeah.
Good thing.
I hope it.
And they are not. Yeah, we're done.
I have to read that app. I couldn't see it.
Oh, well, you'll have.